Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
WGN 720, WGN, John Hanson in for Bob Surratt here today till 9 o'clock. Thank you so much for joining us. 312-981-7200. I'm going to want your reactions to this story I'm telling you about. And it's, I can't wait to tell. I've been waiting on this story since I saw it yesterday because I think it is one of the most fascinating things I've read in a long time. Grzanich, I know you're going to love this. I don't know if you've heard this story too. If there's one thing in the world I don't understand, it's cryptocurrency. I have no idea how it works. People have tried to explain it to me. I know, I get that currency is sort of a high-end thought thing anyways. Like, what is currency in general? But cryptocurrency, someone's tried to explain it to me 1,000 times. Don't understand. Mining for coins, what are we talking about? I know we're not on the gold standard anymore here in the United States, but I understood at least it was based on the price of gold. Okay, anyways. So, there is a German-born programmer, and he is not unique, that he has 2 guesses left on a password that he has to enter in that is worth about $220 million. He's got 2 more chances to enter a password, otherwise he's going to lose that money forever. He's heavily invested into cryptocurrency, and he has a small hard drive known as Iron Key. Again, no idea how any of this works, but that contains the private keys to a digital wallet that contains a certain amount of Bitcoin, and that has a certain value now, which has exploded in recent months. It's had an up and down market since its inception, but overall, people that invested early are doing really well, and he can't remember his password.
That's got to be the worst feeling in the world.
I mean, I get upset. I mean, I get apoplectic when I go and try and enter a password to see
your email.
For my email or my retirement account, or I just want to check whatever. Like, the other night, I couldn't figure out the password to my Domino's account to order a pizza, and I blew a gasket. Now, that obviously speaks to some anger management issues I need to address. But, Steve.
Right. Now, imagine not being able to access $242 million.
Right.
Because that's what I think the amount in that cabinet is.
And I can call Domino's and they'll bring me a pizza. Right? There is a solution to that. There's no solution here. Like, even if you forget your password at your financial institutions, there is a brick and mortar place somewhere along the end of that line. There's someone you can get to, and someone eventually is going to help you get into that account. That is not the case with cryptocurrency. You get 10 chances at a missed password, and it's gone. And we're not talking about a few dollars. We're talking about $240 million.
Nope.
Stefan Thomas he's German-born. He lives in San Francisco. And he says that he lays in bed thinking about it. Because imagine, the first one you mess up, okay, whatever. We all have done that. You slip a key. You're like, did I do caps? Did I hit shift for that uppercase or no? Did I hit shift for the dollar sign symbol on the number 4 or no? So you do it again. And after 2, you're probably thinking, uh-oh. But you're still confident, right? I know. How many passwords do you have? Viv, how many passwords have you used in your entire life?
I want to say 3.
That's not a lot. You need to work on that. You need to diversify it. But I think a lot of people are like you.
Yeah.
So you would have 3. You'd rotate through the 3 that you've used.
Yeah, you want me to tell you them?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4 passwords.
Yes. Right. Was that Spaceballs where it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is the password? Or But this guy cannot figure it out. He wrote it down on a piece of paper, which is what they advocate for. Years ago, I was an idiot, and I had all of my passwords on a Google Doc. And someone reminded me very politely that that was not secure at all. Because if someone could figure out 1 password, then they had access to all of them. So I don't write them down anymore because so much of it now is controlled. Like, I can just look at my phone and give it a mean, stern look, and it opens up any app I want it to because of Face ID. Or it saves it. Or, as I said, you can always restart them or reset them or whatever. So he's gone through 8, and he says he just lays in bed thinking about it. You think? I mean, what do you do for those last 2 password guesses. I mean, you'd have to think back to when you did it, when you made it. Maybe it's a girlfriend you had at the time. You used her name or a maiden name or something.
Well, no, I think he got like some kind of ticket or a receipt that, you know, showed the deposit.
Mm-hmm.
And he lost that ticket. So it wouldn't have been something that he thought of. It was something that he lost.
Oh, it says it here. He says in the New York Times article, Mr. Thomas years ago lost the paper where he wrote down the password.
Oh, he wrote down the password.
Yeah, he made a password. He wrote it down and he didn't put it in a lockbox. That's what they recommend, like a fireproof box. So I want to know, what would you do in this scenario? There's no one you can call. You got two password guesses left. What are you going for here?
Well, he probably thought that the Bitcoin or whatever cryptocurrency he had purchased at that time wasn't going to do anything, right?
Well, maybe.
And then whatever happened to cryptocurrency in the last 3-4 years is what dictates people's decisions now in order to invest into them. So,
well, you may not be wrong there, Vicky, because of the $18.5 million Bitcoin that exists.
Yeah.
20% of it, about $140 billion worth, appears to be lost or otherwise in stranded online wallets.
Makes sense.
For people forgetting their passwords.
Yeah. I have 0.03 of one.
Oh, there you go. And you know your password?
Well, you know, no, you can actually invest into the stock now. So there's like an actual
stock. You can be in the market for it as opposed to owning the Bitcoin.
Right. You can own a percentage of one.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I need to hear what you would do. We're getting a lot of texts on this. A couple calls to Jason. Stay on the line. 312-981-7200. What would you do in this scenario? $240 million could be yours. You just have to remember the password in which it's stored under. You get two more chances left. This is not a game show or some hypothetical situation. It's the real life for a computer programmer in San Francisco who has cryptocurrency worth $240 million. But he can't get it unless he gets the password right. Two more chances.
Gosh, what if he used a password generator?
Right, and he has no idea, right?
He
like
has
it's
no idea.
What 9, lowercase n.
Yeah.
Which maybe he did because it's worth that much. I mean, you really want to keep that encrypted. 219 says, hit the prompt that says, forgot your password. I don't know if you're being sarcastic. If you are, well played. If you aren't, this isn't an option for that. There is none, and there's no one to call. There's not some Mr. Cryptocurrency. There's no brick and mortar. That's the whole point of cryptocurrency, from what I understand. Also very well represented here this morning, Jason, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, good, good. What are your
Happy
thoughts
New
on
Year
this?
To
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah, you too.
So, yeah, I'm listening to you guys. I'm thinking to myself, you know, if I had this guy's got to have more problems than we know about if he can't remember a password to $240 million, because I'm telling you, I'd have the thing tattooed to me if I had that kind of money. I'm still waiting to check my lotto ticket from last night. Anybody win?
I don't know. Actually, I haven't heard if anybody won. Steve, have you heard if there was a winner or not?
Well, no, I have not.
Do you have the numbers that you picked tattooed on your arm, Jason? Do you want to read them off for us?
I do, and I will keep them to myself.
Yeah, I agree with you in theory, right? How could you do this? But I know we've all been there where there is a password where we, when we made it, said, I'll never forget this. And then when it comes to it, you do. And I think that we all rely on. Now, this guy had to have known that it's going to be 10 chances and you're out. I would take more seriously. Another texter said, keep a book and have it in like a fireproof safe. Yeah, for sure. That's what you should be doing.
Right, exactly.
And I think
write
I would do that
somewhere.
Yeah, I would do it for this password. But I think we're just
that's
also
a lot of money, man.
Oh, boy. That's a third of the Mega Millions. Well, Jason, good luck. If you are the winner, call us back, by the way.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I will. Definitely. And I'll share. I'll take you guys all out to lunch.
Hail.
Yay.
Yeah, absolutely. My thought is maybe this guy's got a lot more money than that. And this is, you know, there's people out there that are billionaires and 240 is just a drop in the pot, you know, so.
To be one of them.
Yeah right. Yeah. Tell me about it.
Well, Jason, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for listening.
All right. Take care, guys.
Yeah, you too. Let's go to Indiana. Mike, you got a good solution for this guy.
Mike. Hire a hypnotist and take him back in time to when he wrote it down on that piece of paper.
Yeah, I've had a few people say a hypnotist would do the answer. Have you ever been hypnotized, Mike?
Oh, I don't need to. I'm spacey enough.
Have you ever forgotten your passwords, Mike?
Oh, are you kidding?
Yeah.
The next day I get up and I go, what was that password I knew I'd remember?
exactly. Well, nowadays it gets easier and easier to forget them. And in theory, that's a good thing because now they're using facial recognition on my phone. It barely recognizes my face sometimes when I wear glasses or have the mask. So I know it's good technology. My previous phone was a fingerprint. So I trusted that, and that would solve it. And boy, I could not remember a single password when I got the new phone, and there were a couple that didn't, for whatever reason, carry over. But I imagine I would want to write this one down and keep it safe. And hypnotist, not a bad idea. Mike, thanks for the phone call.
You bet.
Have a great day. 312-981-7200. And 630 just says no winner last night. So that jackpot, boy, what was it, 650? That's going to roll over to a billion. Ooh, baby. Yeah,
just the official announcement has come in. The no winner, $750 million is the jackpot as of this morning for Friday.
Ooh, baby.
Well, I haven't checked my ticket yet, so wait up.
Well, they know.
Well, they know.
They know you.
They didn't assume. It's not everyone has checked in and let them know they didn't win.
Viv hasn't checked in yet. Yeah. Let's wait.
Hold on.
Everybody just stay still.
It's like in Congress. One more vote incoming. Well, you already lost by 300, Viv. It don't matter. No, and Dave, you mentioned the push notification or the email you'll get if you buy it online.
If you buy it through the app, mm-hmm. then you get an email if you win.
Yeah.
And it's that it doesn't tell you how much you won. So then you have to log in and find out.
That excitement builds.
Wow, $3. Wow.
Hey,
I'll take it.
Dave, I was going to say, beggars can't be something.
Right.
773, I have a database set up on my computer with a file of all my passwords. Not the actual password, but a description of it so I will know what it is. The database also has a password to enter. You should be able to do this some other way if you look into it. The database also has a password to enter. Well, you better remember that one. I mean, eventually, there's going to have to be one. Now, I have used more than three. That Viv, you said you used three in your whole life. But I will admit, I kind of circle through the same seven, I'd say. There's a couple that I have on a couple accounts that I've changed recently, but seven...
That is so bad.
Well, I mean, seven seems like enough. You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Well, how many passwords do you have in it?
Well, I have a password keeper on my phone.
Yeah.
Do you use a password keeper?
I don't even know what that is.
It's an app, and it's got one password to get into it.
Okay.
But then it saves all. I have 291 passwords in here.
What?
Different ones.
Different ones.
Unique.
What?
Unique passwords.
That is insane. I only have, three myself, I think.
And you better hope you never lose that phone.
Look, Dave, you're a fan.
Well, it's cloud-based, too, so that means someone else.
Teach us something.
Dave, you're a handsome, smart man, but I don't think anyone wants to steal your identity that badly, Dave. No offense.
200 and how many?
291. That's 291 different apps.
But you don't remember them. You would have no idea.
But all I need is the one password to get into this, and then I can check.
Well, Dave's a lot older than us, so we have to figure out.
Wow.
Wow, Vicky.
I was joking.
I always liked Vicky.
Wow.
Well, I mean, how many passwords do you change in 20, 30 years?
Yeah. Wow, Vicky.
Well, you should change your passwords a lot.
Yeah, so do you rotate them through? Are you on top of that every 6-7 months you're doing it?
I change it fairly often, yeah.
Wow. You're good at it, Dave.
Especially the important ones. I mean, I don't worry about, although you should probably worry about all of them because it only takes one.
Well, it takes the one
to breach.
Yeah. So what about the one that gets you into all of them? Is that that's just ingrained?
That's in my head.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's in my head.
Does your wife know it or no?
She probably should, because if something happens to me, she doesn't have any of the passwords.
815 uses biblical verses as passwords. Oh, that's cool. There's a lot of different options for you.